you kidding me? My God, help the girl that likes him. He'd be like, what? Huh?
This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
Okay, you know what numbers to get in if you're newly listening to the After Party? You can text us at 402-915-0962. Also, there's a email. It's bpscrasher@gmail.com. And if you haven't done this already, we need you to subscribe and review us wherever you're listening right now. It's important for us. That's what helps us keep this thing going. So just go ahead and write a quick review if you can. If you haven't already, we like those. It doesn't have to be great. You know, you can complain, but you know what? Those don't look as good. you can say nice
feedback
things.
Is welcome, but yeah. Nice feedback is like really welcome.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Nate Bargatze, this is the bonus keyword we're giving you guys, and we'll do that in here in just a little bit. But don't forget, again, those Lancer tickets are up for grabs. That's the last game is this Friday at the Liberty Credit Union Arena. So, yeah, just go over to bigpartyshow.com. Go drop your name in there and then go buy a shirt. Go buy some merch. There's tons of merches out there. We got Carpool Queen. We got Ask Me About My Cat. It's like we're building a line of Ask Me Abouts.
I like that. You know? Ask Me About. Ask Me About My Fish is the latest. And I am very excited about that one.
Are you going to get one?
Yeah.
I went and bought, because we buy our own merch too. You guys aren't the only ones. We're buying them too. Kristen's one. The one that Kristen Party Crasher put together. Mm-hmm. I bought that baby. That's coming. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And then I also bought a baby Party Crasher for Camilla. So yeah, so she's going to be a little Party Crasher. And I think I bought another one. I can't remember what I bought, but I'm sure I did. Oh, Ask Me About My Dog. I did that
ask
one.
Ask Me About My Dog.
Yeah.
That's the problem with dog owners. You don't even have to ask. They're like, let me just tell you about it. You're like,
I know. Ask me about my dog. So yeah, that's the line. Ask me abouts. It's all about the ask me abouts. So go get some merch and support the Big Party Show. We'd appreciate it. I just watched Anaconda, by the way.
How funny is it?
Oh my God. Right? That was a good show. That's with Jack Black. I didn't know what to expect because I love Jack Black. But it does remind me of the other one. What was that? Where they're in jail.
Jumanji.
Not in jail. Not Jumanji. It reminds me of when they're refilming that the Army movie.
Tropic Thunder?
Yes, because he was in that. Jack Black was. Yeah, that's what it reminded me of.
Oh, really? Well,
yeah, because remember
not as
tied
dirty. It wasn't
no, not as dirty.
As...
because
we watched it with the family. I don't think I would watch Tropic Thunder with the kids. Hey, kids, want to see something real grimy?
One thing that sticks in my head is when he was taking those. Would he take some hallucinogen in that movie? And
yeah,
because
he was a drug addict. That was part of the reason that he was on the set, is because he was trying to get clean from like heroin.
Yes, he was tied up to a tree. And he said, you know, give me some, please, and I'll, you know, do whatever and swallow the gravy. Swallow the gravy.
Yeah. Again, not a family movie. Not going to be snuggling up on Friday night with fresh popcorn. Being like, all right, kids, let's fire it up.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I like it. Yeah. We're trying to go down the all the Oscar like winners and nominees. Is what we're going
that
down.
That wasn't nominated.
No, I know it wasn't. Just telling
it's
you.
It's a weird segue. You're like, we're going through all the Oscar movies, so obviously Anaconda. You're like, yeah. I don't know what Oscar list you got, but that's different than the one I got. I think I would have watched all the Oscar movies if stuff like Anaconda was on it. I would have been like, yep, check that. K-pop Demon Hunters, yep, watched that. They're like, did you watch Hamnet? I'm like, I did not.
Not watch that. No, that's what we're trying to do. And during the Oscars, I saw Wylene had a pad of paper, and so she was writing down, you know, in rapid. And I had to say, you know, we can just go online and print it out. But she wanted to do it, so I let her. But then as she was doing that, I had said, because it is funny to see I had said, you know, Molly watched this Anaconda, and it's coming out here like soon. I think it was on, I don't know what it is, Netflix or something. And then, yeah, so it's in the mix of, Oscars, and right in the middle is Anaconda.
You're like, what, for sound mixing?
Yeah.
Special effects? How funny is the character that is the snake handler?
Oh my God. Yeah, he was
great. He's so funny. He's like, this is my best friend.
Yeah. I know.
That guy is great.
Yeah.
The kids were like, what is that guy's story? I was like, he is a wackadoo. They're like, his best friend's a snake.
Yes. And Paul Rudd was great too. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. He's good. Have you ever met him or anything, Paul Rudd?
No, I have not met Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Seems like a very cool dude. Like, I mean, that's the kind of guy I'd love to hang with.
I've heard nothing but great things about him, that he's a really nice guy. And so, but yeah, he's so funny. He just seems like so, and he just has a great sense of humor about himself. Like, he's so willing to laugh at him, at himself.
Yeah, because he's what you would call in the movie, like kind of like a starving, you know, like a actor is what he is.
Yeah. So the premise is the idea that they're all childhood friends. Unlike, it's not a remake of the, that was the thing that kind of held me off. I was like, Anaconda wasn't that great the first time. Like, why would I want to watch a remake of Anaconda? But then I saw the cast and I was like, well, that's weird, because it was sort of meant to be serious. The original Anaconda.
Yes. Yes.
And then what you realize is that Jack Black and Paul Rudd are childhood friends, and they had a dream of making movies. One kept doing it. Paul Rudd wanted to be, is like a struggling actor out in Hollywood, but Jack Black kind of hung up the dream and just does like wedding videos back home in Buffalo or wherever. And then they come back together for a birthday party and decide, well, what about if we went back to making movies like we used to? And Paul Rudd's like, I've got the rights to Anaconda. Yeah.
And he didn't.
Spoiler alert.
Well, hey, I mean, it's not an Oscar movie, Molly, so it doesn't matter.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, well, there was Ice Cube was in it. J-Lo was in it. I mean, I love Ice Cube. Oh, my God. That guy's all attitude. I love that dude a lot. Great. Everyone in that movie I would hang out with, you know, including J-Lo. Yeah. I would hang out with her as well. But, yeah, I thought it was good. It was a fun little movie to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely fun. So, we've been trying to do family movie night. And you know, sometimes like the kids just try to use it as an excuse for me to fall asleep.
Yeah.
So that they're like, yeah, okay, fine, we'll do family movie night, figuring that family movie night's going to last about 15 to 20 minutes.
Yes.
Because the rule is family movie night only lasts as long as the first person who falls asleep.
Oh, really? That's
really good.
That is a great rule. Yeah.
So I ruin it for everyone, because they're like, the minute she falls asleep, unless it's a good movie, like, I am out of here. I have video games to play. So they were just so, because I stayed awake for all of Anaconda.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Oh, I did. I was like, this is great. Are you kidding me? Jack Black and Paul Rudd. I am in it to win it. They're like, Mom, you didn't even fall asleep.
Like, isn't that sad? I'm asleep.
I'm a hero.
Too. I do too. I get up early still. I mean, I guess it's going to take a long time for me to actually sleep in. I don't know. My schedule is what my schedule is. But yeah, I get up early too, and I don't nap anymore. So I'm like, you know, knocking out by 8 o'clock, and poor sweet Wileen's watching whatever we're watching. And then I don't realize I fell asleep until she tells me. Yeah, then it tells me the next day you fell asleep. And I'm like, I didn't fall asleep. So, yeah, that's that. But she watches everything, so I always have to double back or make her rewatch it. So the movie night ends when you fall asleep, huh?
Unless it's a movie that they want to watch. Like, but if it's a movie where – I mean, there are sometimes – keep in mind, they're 16 and 14.
Yeah.
And they're very, like – we've got a tight-knit family. Like, they're very much hanging out with us. Like, it's not – like, they're like, eh. Gross. But there are times where Friday night I'm like, I want to do a family movie night. And they're like, come on. Like, can't I just, like, I had a week, Mom. I had stuff at school. I got up early. I had homework. And now you want, like, it's my Friday night. I just want to kick back
and play games,
and game with friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you got to watch a movie with your mom.
Does Peter likes movie night, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I didn't, because when we had movie nights growing up, that was the thing. My dad would get popcorn and in a big old thing, they'd cook it. He would do the jolly time. He loved that thing so much. Mm-hmm. You know, the jolly time that you cook and it gets big.
Yeah.
With the foil.
The aluminum one that you did on the stovetop. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I remember about movie time.
Declan's the popcorn guy. Peter doesn't necessarily like, the rest of us don't really eat popcorn, but he makes popcorn. He'll eat it. But we are like, you know, so I would say at least once a month we do family movie night, but we don't do it every week. It's just because it really is like, it's funny to think, but it's like school's a kid's job.
Yeah.
And it does get to be Friday. And unless they really want to, it's like a chore. Like you are going to sit here and watch a movie. They're like, I will watch this as long as you do. That's basically the line.
Is there like, a bit? Are there girls at a Declan school?
Yeah.
Oh, there are. So it is a mixed. Okay. How is he doing that? How's that going with old Declan? Because he went to an all boys school. Now he's in high school. Now it's mixed.
He didn't go to an all boys school. He went to a grade school. He went to a co-ed grade school.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I thought it was an all boys. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. I guess his sister went with the school with him. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so dumb.
So they went to school together. No, he's at a co-ed school. Somebody was just asking me the other day. They're like, so?
I'm yeah.
Like, you kidding me? I'm like, God help the girl that likes him. He'd be like, what? Huh? She'd be like, I like you. He'd be like, me to what? Grab you something or no, she's like, no, like I like you, like I like you, like you. And you'd be like me to what? Yeah, it would be
so he'd be clueless about.
Oh, he would be so clueless. Him. And unless this girl could talk like city infrastructure, because he does city skylines and he just showed me, he's like, Mom, I've got a whole new sewage grid, got this whole stuff going. I was like, wow.
Say there's somebody for everyone. So
there is. There's a girl out there who is a city planner just waiting to meet Declan.
And you know what? She's doing the same thing as Declan. You know, some guy's like, I like you.
She's like, she's you'd like me to what? Grab you a napkin? Seriously.
All right. Well, hey. Oh, no birds and the bees? Did you guys even have to do that yet? Or
that is not my territory. Nobody wants to. No boy wants to talk to his mom about that.
No, no. Did Peter have to do that yet? I didn't get the birds.
I'm sure Peter did. I don't.
Okay. No, that's cool. Because I don't. I never had it talk to me at all growing up.
Really?
So, yeah. My parents never did that.
They discovered it at school?
I don't even remember it at school. Now you just kind of understand what's going on, you know,
Sure.
You do. You just kind of, all right, there's a girl. I remember sitting in class once and it was a German class. All right. Mm-hmm. And, basically how that works is, it was American school, but we were trying to learn German and it was a German teacher. And so what happened was, if you get in trouble, if you're disrupting the class in a German school, you are going to go up to the board and clean the board.
Okay.
That's kind of the punishment. And that's what she was teaching us and stuff like that. Anyway, school went on, blah, 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 you know, days later, classes later, whatever the case is. I was at a young age and for some reason it grew down below, right? So get this. So I'm like, oh God, what is going on? Right. And then the teacher goes, Mike, get up here and clean the board. And I stood in defiance and said, I didn't do anything wrong. So I sat there and refused to stand up because if I would have, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's wrong with you?
Now it happens to boys all the time. What are you talking about?
I went to an all girls high school and I'd have no brothers. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah. For some reason, when you're going through that puberty, it'll just pop up with the wind. It's weird. Sick. Listen to you.
Men are so – your bodies are so weird. It's like you're built for embarrassment.
Uh-huh.
I mean, seriously. It's like God's like, you know what? I'm going to knock these guys down a couple pegs. They always think they're so great. Well, guess what? Ta-da!
I clean that up for any kids that might be listening. But I'm sure every boy that might be listening goes, I get it.
All right. I don't have to dumb it down so bad.
Hey, we got Easter. We're going to get to a couple questions here real quick. But we got Easter coming up. And, everything's just just kind of surprising us right now. I mean, I was just over at my brother-in-law and sister-in-law's, and we talked about it. I mean, normally this is something that's planned way ahead.
Yeah.
So basically it's going to be at their house, in the early afternoon. And then, I'm charged with bringing a ham. Yeah.
Death ham.
Got a ham. And then baking bread for them all. So that's kind of my deal. But the thing is that I made a ham one time really good. Mm-hmm. And that was like 8 years ago. And so that's my job every time to bring the ham. And I never
How did you make it so? I mean,
A lot of times when ham's cooked, it can dry out. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a way of not it being dried out. At all. So
what do you do?
I can't tell you that because then you would know.
Somebody else
secret.
Might be on tap to make the ham. You were just complaining about the fact that you made it well and now 8 years later you still have to make it. But when given the opportunity to share this knowledge so that somebody else can take the reins.
No, they won't take the rein because they know they can't do it.
You won't tell anybody.
Yes, I won't tell anybody.
The vicious circle. Look at
KFC. KFC. Do they tell everybody their ingredients when they make that fried chicken?
I guarantee you what you're probably doing is putting some sort of liquid in there and tenting it so that while it cooks, it's in a moist environment. And you probably are using something sweet. Like I would say
pineapple
juice.
No, I don't do sweet at all.
Using like liquid smoke or something.
No, I'm not using liquid smoke at all. But that's the key. Thanks, Molly. You just ruined it. Mm-hmm. You just ruined it. Basically, what you do is, and that's what people do, they bake, because the ham's already cooked. All you're doing is warm the thing up in the end. So basically, you cut it up and you just submerge it underneath whatever liquid you want, and it never dries out. It's so stinking simple and easy. It makes no sense. But now I'm the ham guy.
Now you're the ham guy.
Yes, because of that.
So you cook it. So you slice it and then you heat it up?
No, because that could mess it up as well because it can't stay in liquid forever because then it gets hard, you know. So basically, I warm it up, I cook it, and then I put the liquid on it, and then you just kind of you don't want to completely submerge it, but then you kind of have the pieces. That way, people can come and grab whatever pieces they want. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And no one's having to slice during the whole deal. So that's what I do, and that's what I did. I mean, I used to go to I can't remember the meat place, but it's in Wahoo. I don't know if it's Wahoo, but anyway, I used to go and get those hog legs. Remember? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where that came from. Is how to do that because you don't want to spend that kind of dough on a hog leg and then dry it out.
Right.
It'd be a nightmare. That's my secret.
It's not really a secret. That's why I was like, I guarantee you he's just heating it up with some sort of liquid.
You know what it is? They don't want to take on the ham.
Which is the easiest thing to do.
I know. It's the easiest thing. It's like, I'm like, I got to go get the ham. I got to go, you know what I mean? Then I got to transfer the whole ham over. I don't think anyone wants to do the ham is all. So I think they pat me on the back and say I'm awesome because I know how to do a good ham. And then I go, okay, thank you. I'll do it this year.
You make the best toast. You should keep making toast. It's so good when you make it. Tell me again, how? What's your iced tea recipe? Because that is like
make so the good. Iced tea. Yeah, the same thing with the. Now I'm just complaining to complain. I mean, I make those green bean casserole, you know, that Alfredo style. I make that, and that's like crack. People can't stop eating that stuff. So I did offer just to make stuffing. I'm like, I'll just make stuffing and then ham.
This isn't Thanksgiving. It's Easter. Why would you make stuffing?
I don't know. Because every time I make stuffing and it's not during Thanksgiving, everyone's always says the same thing. Why don't we eat stuffing all the time?
Because nobody needs to eat a loaf of bread for every meal. Because it's delicious, but it's also really indulgent.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I always have a few boxes of it just in case. I'm back to the ham. I'm doing the ham. So what are you guys doing?
You're also bringing the green bean casserole?
No, I'm not doing that. They want some bread also. So they shot me a text and said, can you bring some bread too? And I shot a message back and said, you get ham or bread, pick it.
No, you didn't.
I was in a mood. then Wylene said, you didn't do that.
And you're like, I did, and I meant it. Like, it wasn't like, ha-ha, laugh face. Like, you got it. I'm bringing both. Like, it was like, no, pick one. They're like,
and then I saw the disappointment in her eyes, and I immediately, as fast as I could, responded again with just happy laughter faces, like it was a joke.
They're like, it wasn't. Wylene just gave him a look. He was ready to just be that big of a jerk about it. I'm not doing both.
Yes, 100%.
Why were you in a mood? What had gotten you so riled up?
I don't know. What were we doing? Wylene felt like going thrift store shopping.
Okay.
Yeah. And we go to the thrift store. We went to three of them. She was looking for some like gardening, you know, like backyard stuff, which you never find there anyway. So that's what we were doing. And each one of those Goodwills, we went to the Goodwill, Molly. It was so packed. It was unbelievable. I have never been to a thrift store that was that packed ever, which probably says a lot about the economy. Because we went to the next one and it's just packed. Just full of people just buying junk. And then I saw this. I mean, I understand you're buying stuff. And then I saw the saddest thing. I'm like, and I said, I think some people just buy it or just buying for to make them feel better or something like that. Right. And then as I leave, I see a lady who had a shopping cart, an older woman full of clothes. And then she goes to her vehicle. And her, obviously there's a mental thing going on because her whole vehicle was full of clothes.
Really?
It was a pickup truck too. And so the whole vehicle is full of clothes, packed up to the window. And then in the back of the truck, there were bags just full of clothes that she was just putting them in. I was so fascinated by that. I'm like, oh my God, that's obviously a mental thing. You know, my mother used to buy stuff like that. I think it's just I need to buy. But no, anyway, there was so many people. It's just like you're dodging people and you're just dodging. And then all of a sudden that message came through and I'm like, what are the other? I'm crazy.
Yeah. What are the other? Yeah. Happy Easter. Yeah. Oh, gee whiz. Crawled up his butt and died.
Yeah. The millions of people. And then now I'm like, when is a good time to go to a thrift store and when do they stock?
Was it on the weekend that you went to a thrift store?
Yes. Yes.
That's always a terrible time to go anywhere. It doesn't matter a thrift store or any place. That's just an awful time to go shopping.
Yeah. I mean, there was a billion people. Everybody, what I noticed on Saturday, I mean, because it was decent, everybody was shopping, whether it's thrift store or whatever. But it seemed like every parking lot, at every restaurant, at every strip mall or whatever, it was just a billion cars. Everybody just out, you know, having fun, I guess, shopping and eating and everything like that. But yeah, I guess you're right. It's packed. And so what I found out is that, which is that at Goodwill, apparently what they do is they constantly are bringing stuff out and putting them in a way. So there's that aspect there. Now there's a billion people in there trying to get around. And then you got those people trying to stock. I'm like, stock when we're not there. So now I'm looking up how things like, when's the best time to go? When's the best time to go?
I think that Wyleen should just go by herself.
Why? I don't mind going. I like going. I was going to get some new pair of Jorts.
What did you just say? What did we just say? Well, there's a million people there. The last 3 minutes.
But the last time I've gone there, there's not been that million people running around like that. It's
she
never.
She could go by herself places.
I understand that, Molly, but you're not listening. What I'm saying is that there was a billion people there normally when I go, and I don't mind going. There's generally not a billion people there. So that got my frustration going. So you get one or the other. You asked me what's got me all riled up, no, and I told you.
I mean, and trust me, that kind of environment will set anybody off.
Yeah, I just,
I'm surprised you just didn't wait in the car. I would have been like, I will see you in the car. You come on out when you're done.
Nah, because I don't mind going in there and shopping and stuff like that. I just don't mind. It was just, again, it was just too many people, and I wasn't in the mood for a bunch of people. But I do know when the best time to go is now, because I did my research. So that'll change things.
Where does one research? I did. I went to the library. I checked out some reference materials. And now I have zeroed in. And guess what? It's my secret. Just like the ham. I'm not telling anybody.
Well, if I tell everyone, then it'll ruin it. Now everybody will be going at the same time again.
Just like early on a weekday.
Don't ruin it, Molly. Come on.
People are at work. They're not like, excellent.
What do we want? We got a couple questions we got to hit up. All right, if you guys want to send us some questions, I guess we never got to what you're doing on Easter. We'll do that Wednesday. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, because we're going to run out of time. All right, so what do you want? I got a relationship one right here.
Let's do it.
It's waiting pretty much. This is from Jenny. Says that she's been dating 3 years. Oh, this is such a fun question. Every time. 3 years. All right. She's been locked down for 3 years. No ring. Okay. He says he's not in a rush. She's 33.
Okay.
And the question is, at what point does this patience become a delusion for her?
Well, a couple things.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in a committed relationship.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean,
not
there's
in a rush.
The one side of it where you're like, it's basically like we're married, so why don't you just do it and let's just get married, because It's obviously making me crazy. I guess the number one thing would be like, do you want to have kids? Because if that's the case, then you are going up against the clock a little bit. You know,
yeah.
It does become more and more, not to say that 33, I mean, I have friends that were 43 when they had babies for the first time. There's time, but it's also not always, I mean, it's better to get started if you know that that's something that you want. Now, if you take kids out of the equation,
what's the rush?
Obviously, I kind of am like, what is the rush? I mean, you just want to be, some people are like, listen, I just want you to make that commitment to me. I want us to be in a legally committed relationship. I will say that there are benefits to being legally married. I mean, tax-wise, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, 3 years. I went 5 years, you know. And I think you know when you know. But, I mean, just the braveness of saying, not in a rush. It's like, okay.
You're like, well, what kind of timeline? I guess the conversation needs to be, what's that timeline look like? You say not a rush, and I'm saying I would be interested in doing that now. You're saying not a rush. Well, can you give me a better idea of that timeline?
I'm assuming he doesn't have a timeline, you know, because all he would probably do is do something like, within the next, like, I don't know, a few years, you know, I just want to get this done. And Maybe if he says maybe, a red flag.
I know, a lot. Maybe. I mean, I've had friends where they have put down the ultimatum. I mean, mm-hmm. they have laid down the law. Like, you have a year
to figure it out. Yes. I mean, there's on a guy's person side
that you want to spend the rest of your life with, and you know that, and just, it's all about figure it out. You've got 1 year. I'm not telling you, you got to figure it out next week. You've 365 days. Use them wisely.
There's also, you know, and that happens all the time, the pressure of finding the right ring, you know, because guys get squirrely when they find out how much it really is and how much it could be. Now, if she's like someone that says, I don't even care if it's a rubber band, you know, then yeah, that's a good person. But yeah, but if you're a type of person that has some high tastes, that puts a lot of pressure on a guy, 100% pressure. And that probably pushes some dudes away because, you know, that's the big purchase. I mean, that was one of the biggest purchases I've ever made was that ring, that size. Does that make sense? I mean, I have a car that costs more, but the ring, what are you looking at me like that for? You were with me.
I mean, I have a car.
See?
Or the love of your life. But I've got that car in the driveway. You're like, uh-huh. And that car is going to last you how long? And I'm going to be around doing what for you for how long?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. See? So I don't know. I mean, if he says maybe, red flag. But yeah, you kind of need to figure that out. I mean, I don't know. I don't think 3 years is a time to be like, this needs to happen. You can probably wait
3 years.
More
is
years.
Usually no 3 years They're is average. A good amount of time to start. Like, what are we doing here? Because if he's really like, I never want to get married, and now it's 3 years in and you're realizing he really, like, some people try to wait it out. Like, I've had friends in relationships where they're like, he said he didn't want to get married. I'm like, then take him at his word.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
Okay.
This is my advice from Big Party. What I want you to do is go get a ring. Okay. It's not as expensive as the female side. So go get his ring. You can spend a couple hundred bucks, whatever. And then go drop on a knee and propose to him. I have friends that have done that. Alana, a good friend of mine, has done that. Forced it. And granted, they're not together any longer.
I was going to say, are they still married? Because I would say that sometimes, and I am very much a person that is like, you know, all for at. I'm a man, I'm a woman, you can do whatever, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But when it comes to that, make sure that you're with a guy that thinks that's okay. Because
you think guys would be against that? I don't know.
If Wylene had dropped down on a knee and proposed to you with a ring,
I wouldn't have thought
twice.
You
told your guy friends?
Oh,
Wylene
really?
Proposed to me. I'll be like, she did what now? She gave me this ring. Look at this. We're getting married on a mountain with unicorns. I can't wait. I'm going to be the prettiest groom that anyone's ever, 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 ever seen.
Okay.
Yeah. Your guy friends will be like, for real, man, that's good news.
Okay. Let's leave it at that. All right, we're gonna get out of here. We'll find out about Molly's Easter coming up, and then I never got to that the dress code, but we'll hit that tomorrow for sure, Wednesday. So get it wherever you get a podcast, and leave some reviews, leave some likes, get some follows, do what you got to do to help us, and then go get some merch. It's offered for you guys. It's Party Crasher merch. So we're out of here. We'll see you guys on Wednesday. Wow, Wednesday, the beginning of April. All right. Do yourself good.